about that performance yesterday? Wow. What is going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera, 97.5, The Fanatic. From the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast on this tremendous Monday night as we start another week, or I start another week. Some of you obviously coming home from work right now already have put a day of work in, but man, yesterday that was something extraordinary. That was something awesome, and it's something for us to talk about tonight here on The Fanatic. We've got a short show tonight. We've got Flyers hockey, their first game of the season, preseason-wise, at 7 o'clock tonight. That means our coverage tonight will go up till we move towards 7 o'clock, which means right off the bat, I want to give you the phone lines so everyone can jump in as early as possible. We'll get to people hopefully earlier than usual. 610-632-0975. Short show. I will be back on 10 to midnight tonight, but short show here in the first hour. So get in so we can get to as many people as possible. 610-632-0975. What a day! The reaction has been awesome as expected. The phone lines have been burning up. Jump in. We'll get to everyone. Carson Wentz, amazing. Doug Peterson, unbelievable. The defense, I mean, this is like something to behold. This is unbelievable. 5-11, 6-10, 7-9, all that stuff, right? Chip Kelly last year. This is almost like nothing I can ever remember in Philadelphia sports. I'm not saying it's going to end in magic this year. It's probably not. But it just feels different, cool, out of nowhere, amazing. Look, if you were at the game yesterday or watching on TV, want to hear from everyone tonight, 610-632-0975. Obviously, Carson Wentz turned in another phenomenal performance. I mean, the dude just does it all. Guy just does everything out there. I've never seen an athlete in this sport hit the ground running faster and more impressively than Carson Wentz has. I've never seen anything like how he's come out of the gate in his career in this sport. I mean, we've seen some other guys in other sports have major, major impacts right away, but not in this sport like this, at that position. It's extraordinary. He just checks every box. The only thing that was an issue in the first 2 weeks, him taking unnecessary hits, he cleaned that up yesterday. The guy checks every box. It's sensational, to use Jaws' term. So Wentz again delivers. The offensive line, much better yesterday. Much better job. Jason Kelce, big improvement. Jason Peters, a big football game yesterday. What Doug Peterson does with the scheme offensively, the formation variation, that, you know, he starts out with six offensive linemen. The week before, he starts out with five receivers. He's got plays with six linemen. He's got plays with five receivers. He's got motion. He's got fake motion. He's got handoffs. He's got fake handoffs. This thing called play action pass, which Chip Kelly never heard of. I mean, this is wonderful. I mean, seriously. You know, the crowd was rocking at Lincoln Financial Field. This was the Pittsburgh Steelers in town yesterday. They got throttled. Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, Connor Barwin, Benny Logan. Let me tell you something. It's an unbelievable fact about yesterday's game. You guys remember all the pressure the Eagles had? Racking up sacks? What'd they get? Maybe four sacks, I think it was. But just constant, consistent pressure toward Ben Roethlisberger. Constantly caving that pocket back and sometimes in. So even if they didn't get to Ben Roethlisberger, they put enough pressure that affected his throw, affected his ability to go through his reads. They're getting around his legs. They're getting around his eyes. You know, they're getting in his vision. They're pushing the offensive lineman back into him. You guys saw it. He's pump faking. He's holding the ball. He's trying to figure out what the heck to do. Fletcher Cox is coming with another bull rush. Right, remember all that pressure yesterday? You know how many times the Eagles blitzed yesterday? four times the entire football game. Four blitzes the entire football game. That's called a tremendous performance by four down linemen. All that pressure was generated by four guys. Think about that. That means they're getting home, they're getting to him, they're affecting him, and simultaneously, Jim Schwartz has a defense with not four, not five, not six, not trying to do a LeBron thing here, seven defensive players dropping into coverage. Excellent up front, seven guys dropping into coverage. It's a beautiful world. Really, seriously, I mean, that's a great job by those guys. Fletcher Cox, a monster in the game yesterday. Brandon Graham playing at a way high level right now. Awesome job by him. Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, great games by them. The tackling, excellent. A lot of that was the linebackers, corners, or safeties. And there was a lot of plays, especially in the first half. Roethlisberger would complete passes underneath to wide receiver, whoever it would be. You know, a little shallow crosser, 4 or 5 yards. Let's say a guy caught it at 5 yards. He was tackled at 5 yards. There was no run after the catch. You catch the ball, you're tackled. Period. End of play. It was just phenomenal. There was very little run after the catch by Pittsburgh receivers. The Eagles tackle well. They're in the right position. They play with intensity. They hit hard. I mean, this is unbelievable. How far can they go? Well, I guess that'll be a topic of conversation over the next 13 days as we gear up for game number 4. 2 weeks from now, Eagles, of course, headed toward the bye week, and then the Detroit Lions on the other side of that. How far can they go? Time will tell. But, man, they're in it. Man, oh, man, are they in it playing like this. Carson Wentz way more advanced than expected. Doug Peterson, this is shocking. The defense is playing awesome. They destroyed what we all think is a really good Pittsburgh Steelers team. I got a text message from someone during the first half yesterday as the Eagles were, you know, one of the things that stood out to me yesterday, the Eagles were like a boxer. It's like, they were like Rocky yesterday, just going to the body, going to the body, going to the body. Just, you know, it's like you could hear Mick in the corner, you know, to the body. It was just like one punch after another, after another, after another. They were just chopping Pittsburgh down and then bang, big play, you know? And Wentz rolls and hits Sproles and up he goes down the sideline, cuts back, touchdown. Like, they were just methodical with what they did yesterday. Just going in the body, going in the body, going in the body, bang. I mean, it's unbelievable. I get a text from someone yesterday in the first half. Person texts me 4 words. This is getting real. I'm like, it's a pretty good way to put it. Yeah, it is. Something's going on here right now. This is getting real. This feels like this thing's getting real. Now, the future's still what this is ultimately about, which is all the better that that whole thing still remains, the whole 10, 12, 14-year Carson Wentz future thing. But this is also getting real in the present. I also got a text. I like this one also. After the game, I got a text from my sister last night to me and my brothers and my mom. And she texts us and she says, she goes, I'd like to think that this, whatever this is our new reality. And I'm like, you know, like, I don't quite know what this is either. That's the thing. There's almost like a wonderment right now. I think we're all feeling it's like we're kids watching this thing. Like, what in the hell is going on? I don't really know what it is, but it's like unbelievable. I feel like I'm Charlie walking into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, just looking around in amazement. What is happening around me? What is going on around here right now? I don't know what it is, but it's damn cool. 610-632-0975. So, look, phone lines, let's go. We'll get to as many people as we can. It's a sprint toward the top of the hour. Flyers hockey at that point. I'll be back later tonight, 10 to midnight. This is this is wild, man. 610-632-0975. Stan in Drexel Hill kicks us off. I know Stan is pumped up tonight. Yo, Stan.
Oh, my man. The pumped up ain't even the word for this, man. I mean, we had many conversations, Joe, where I told you I felt like put the kid in, man. Put him in. And the reason wasn't just because I thought he was going to be this good. I'd be lying to you if I said that.
Of course.
I didn't expect him to be this
Nobody thought this.
I thought the defense would be good enough to put him in great positions. Because I think when you have a quarterback, especially with young quarterbacks, who have to start on their own 10, 15, 20, to go all the way down the field and have them score methodically like the way Carson Wentz has is asking, I think, too much. Even for some of the top quarterbacks coming out their rookie season. That being said, I did think, however, that our defense was going to be stellar enough to put him in great field position, which helps him out because it shortens it up for him. You know what I mean? It's like you have Fletcher Cox, who's looking like a bear, mauling the Steelers' offensive line. Brandon Graham looking like a monster out there. Malcolm Jenkins flying around in the corner. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, how many batted balls did we see? You know, how many times did you see Ben Roethlisberger try to make a throw, and then you see one of the Eagles jump in front of it, and they probably could have had like three picks yesterday. Like, it was amazing to me.
It was.
Antonio Brown, one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the game, he had 140 yards, but guess what? It was all empty yardage. When you really think about it, it was all empty numbers.
It would not have been as empty as if the other receiver had actually made some catches.
No,
I mean, Antonio Brown,
right.
You know, but.
You know, listen, I'm not taking away from the guy. 140 yards is 140 yards. But it's like imagine when you're watching a basketball game, right, and the team gets blown out by 30, and then one of their players had 45. And it's like, you had 45, I'm not going to take it away from you. You got buckets, but you guys lost by 30.
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, they got, like, Ben Roethlisberger, he looks so uncomfortable back there.
He did. You know what? It's a good way to put it, Stan. Stan's a great call. He did. It's exactly what he looked. He looked uncomfortable. It kind of reminded me of the game in 08. When the Eagles sacked him, you know, 8 or 9 times week 3, he just looked uncomfortable. And by the way, that's all but inevitable. You can talk about a guy being a veteran and future Hall of Famer and poise and confidence and great player, all that, all you want. If you got players coming around your legs, you got players coming around your waist, you got players coming around your going for the ball, going for your arm, they're in your eyesight, they're pushing an offensive lineman, it's 330 pounds back onto you. I mean, you're going to be uncomfortable. There's no other way around that. How could he not be uncomfortable with what went on yesterday? And by the way, Fletcher Cox, who again played a monster game, no one can tell me this guy's not a potential NFL Defensive Player of the Year candidate. No one can tell me. It's 3 games in. He's got 3 sacks. You know, he played his best game of the season yesterday. I didn't think he was phenomenal the first 2 weeks, but he was very good. He's got 3 sacks in 3 games. He's part of a defense that I think thus far has given up only 20 points on the season. I mean, this guy's awesome. Brandon Graham's playing great. Vinny Curry's making play. I mean, they're doing their thing, man. Schwartz has them going. And by the way, Jaws laid out an hour ago when he was on with Mike an absolutely stunning fact, that last year, Fletcher Cox averaged 58 snaps a game with the whole Chip Kelly thing, right? Remember that Redskins game week 4? He's on the field constantly. They're on the field 41 minutes. 58 snaps a game for Fletcher Cox last year. Through 3 games so far, he's on the field for 38 snaps a game. 20 snaps per game less through 3 games. As Jaws said, that's the equivalent 3 games into the season of already playing one less game in snaps totals than last year. 3 games in, he's already one less game for the whole year. That's amazing. Now, it helped playing RG3. It helped playing Jay Cutler, right? All that. But at a certain point, it's supposed to be, well, here come the big boys. Well, yeah, a big boy came. Ben Roethlisberger's a big dude. Pittsburgh Steelers are a big team. Eagles swatted him away like they were nothing. Crushed him. Methodical. Fletcher Cox is playing big football. They're keeping him fresh right now. All the defensive snaps are down across the board. The defense is getting off the field. They're rotating guys in. The offense is sustaining drives. It is absolutely wonderful to see. Rob in New Jersey. Rob, you're on the Fanatic.
Joe, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, man.
Man, I'm just really excited. My day got really good, too, when I flipped over in the Giants game. Odell Beckham smacked his helmet against the kicker's net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Back and got him. Yep. I was just like, you know. But what I think is clicking with this team is chemistry. And it's a team that wants to play for each other. Maybe the catalyst was Wentz. Maybe the catalyst was Wentz and Peterson and the coaching staff.
Or the anti-chip, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't discount that.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was toxic last year. Certain guys didn't feel like everyone was playing at their as hard as they could. And now they want to play for each other. And this is a dangerous team. They made the Steelers look silly. And they're holding each other accountable. They want to play for each other. I would not want to face them, no matter who I was.
I agree with you. I mean, look, I don't know where this is all going to be headed. I think they're definitively in it. How good ultimately they'll be, we'll see. But they're playing together. They're extraordinarily well coached right now. They're individually playing well. Collectively, they're playing well. The offensive line played a much better game than it had. The run blocking was really good, particularly in the second half. Lane Johnson was just brutalizing people on that drive they had, I think, in the third or fourth quarter, just crushing Steelers players. He was all fired up. Wendell Smallwood was running strong. I mean, Barner was running strong. It's awesome.
Selleck took years. I mean, Selleck looked awesome.
Yeah, he did.
They're inspired by each other, and I think that's just what makes the chemistry so tough and that makes this season so exciting right now, because that's the way they're in it for each other.
It looks that way. It does. Rob, appreciate the call. We go to John in Ben Salem. Hey, John, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing?
What's up, dude?
I was just calling because I liked when you were talking about the defense earlier. They really have stepped up, and playing the Steelers, nobody really predicted that win. I mean, I was expecting it to be like a 3 or 7 point game. The Eagles were going to lose, and I'm an Eagles fan, but as far as I expected them to play a great game. But nobody could have predicted.
Nobody could have seen that coming. No one could have seen it coming.
No, not at all. Especially with the run game. Wentz, he was playing great, obviously.
Yep.
But the run game, as far as that went, they had at least 10 runs that were for double-digit yards. Smallwood, he was playing great. He was just, the offensive line was opening up the holes.
Yep.
They were just driving it through. And
Trey Burton had some great blocks. Selleck had great blocks. Kelsey was much better. Peters was really good. Barber was good. Lane Johnson was good. I mean, these guys, they just methodically crushed them. And by the way, even the first half, they scored on every drive they had in the first half, except the final one at the 2 minute drive. You know, they didn't put up a ton of points in the first half, only 13 points, but they were doing their job. A touchdown and two field goals in the first three drives. You know, it was a first half that had very few possessions. I think there were only 8 total possessions, 4 for each team, or maybe 5 for Pittsburgh at the very end for a snap or two. But basically, 4 possessions for each team. And the Eagles scored on 3 of the 4. And then second half, they just did more and steamrolled them. I mean, just, it's incredible. Daniel on a cell phone. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up, Daniel?
Oh, man, down here in Memphis, man. Nothing but love, man. Nothing but love, man. It's been a good week, man. It's been a good week.
Nothing but love and joy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. You know, man, one thing about this Eagles team, man, you know how team really trying to make the rebound. You know, you had offense doing well, but the defense struggled, or the defense struggling, the offense, you know, doing well. So it's all just come together, man. The special teams, offense, defense. And it's amazing, man. You know, it's I didn't expect it like this, man. But, hey, man, I'm going to enjoy this ride, man, because this is nothing but love. Man.
And it's shocking, Daniel, though, to this extent. And it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, you know, like you said, coming on, man, the 6-10, the 5-11, you know. But, man, hey, I'm looking a little bit past that, man. I'm like James Brown, man. I think I got the feeling, man, you know.
I love it, Daniel. Thanks for the phone call, man. Tom on a cell phone. Hey, Tom, you're on the Fanatic.
Joe, good to be with you again.
Good to be with you, Tom.
How you doing, man?
Wonderful.
I think
phenomenal.
I already know that answer. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even going to call in until I heard concussion.
And by the way, Joel Embiid today said he will play in 8 days.
I saw. I heard.
Now, to clarify, let me just throw this out because I asked the questions both to Brian Colangelo and Embiid. Brian Colangelo gave the he's not sure. They'll see over the next 7 days whether he's going to play in 8 days in the first preseason game. But then about a half an hour later, I asked Joel Embiid, and he said he intends to play. So I think that's where it's probably headed.
I like that. That's like as a kid asking mom to go out, and if she says no, ask dad.
Oh, yeah. I just said, Colangelo, get out of here. I'm going right to the guy. Yeah, come on.
I love him, man. Well, listen, I don't know what it is with this kid, Wentz, but he doesn't sweat. I don't think he sweats. I don't think he has a heartbeat. Like, he must be like a robot. He just I swear, when he throws the ball, his vision, like, you're looking at a, like, Predator or something, or, like Terminator. And I think he just locates people and finds them. I can't figure out how the kid is so smart. But what I really can't figure out is how has he picked up on the speed of the game the way he has?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. He obviously processes info really well, but speed of the game is a whole nother matter. And it's like nothing we've ever seen in that he's totally unaffected by the leap to a higher level. I mean, he appears literally, utterly unaffected.
Yeah, and I got two more things. Yeah. I would have a meeting with the players and whoever the number one captain is, move everyone down a spot and put Carson there. He's
well, I disagree. I wouldn't change anything right now. I don't know who's captain or not or what, but I'm not changing anything right now.
No, yeah, okay, that's a good point. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
The second thing is when Howie said vanilla or chocolate, it's more like a really good flavor of rainbow sherbet because Jared Goff sucks, man.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. Thanks for the call. Cleveland and Los Angeles got a lot of explaining to do and answering to do to their fan bases, and that's for them. And won't want to be in those towns, won't want to be a fan of those teams, won't want to be a member of the front office of those teams. They got a lot of explaining to do in Cleveland and Los Angeles. 610-632-0975. Guys, you got a camera here to tell you about mybookie.net, the way to go. MyBookie. Of course, there's another game coming up, you know, through most of week three of pro football. But another game tonight, the Monday night variety that you can get in on coming up in a couple of hours. You can do it, as always, with MyBookie. If you've got a pick on tonight's game, get in. If you want to, you know, get in on Thursday when the action swings back around with pro football and Saturday college and pros on Sunday. You guys know the drill. MyBookie is the way to go. This past weekend, last couple of days, obviously so many people got in. Experts and rookies winning with MyBookie and winning big, telling you it's the way to go. The industry-leading website, MyBookie. Join MyBookie now. Get in on the action. Why go anywhere else? Open up an account. It's so easy to do. Online at MyBookie. Use the promo code Joe. That's the phone. That's the promo code thing to write down there. So you remember, promo code Joe. Game tonight. Sign up. Start winning today. Back with all the calls. Joe DeCamera with you. 610-632-0975. It's a wonderful time to be a Philadelphia sports fan, and great to be with you on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tonight at 7, the Flyers are back as the NHL preseason gets underway.
Let's go, Flyers!
Hear the Flyers take on the Devils right here on your home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey.
97.5 The Fanatic!
Hello again from Norristown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. I'm Ross Choate, and I invite you to enjoy the tremendous savings going on right now during the Jeep Celebration event. These savings, coupled with more of our grand opening offers, make zero down sign and drive deals like these too hard to resist. Like a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for only $299 per month. Or how about a 2016 Ram 1500 4x4 quad cab pickup for $299 a month? Leave your checkbook at home and bring your favorite pen. It's the Jeep Celebration event at Ross Choate's Norristown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Conveniently located on Main Street in Norristown, just 7 minutes from the King of Prussia Mall. Call us at 866-415-8892 or visit us online at NorristownCDJR.com. That's NorristownCDJR.com. And no quick disclaimers. Zero due at signing. Zero. 10,000 miles per year. Includes conquest rebate, tax and license additional with qualified credit.
Business is changing in every way for every business. And what's driving this change is technology. Smart devices, analytics, online backups, video conferencing, cloud. They're transforming the way customers buy, employees work, and how business gets done. They're also putting an enormous strain on your network performance and your IT budget. A year from now, your business will be generating up to 50% more data than it does today. Will your network be ready? Introducing Comcast Business Enterprise Solutions, offering a flexible, next-generation network that can scale rapidly from 10 megs to 10 gigs and beyond, and a full suite of managed solutions to meet the needs of large enterprises without the high costs. Because you can't build the business of tomorrow on the network of yesterday. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's during Pro Appreciation, pro customers can get up to 30% on select Porter Cable power tools. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories. Registration required for savings online, U.S. only.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. An upgrade into a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail with the purchase of a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or two single packs. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
Hey, Golic, I'm about to make you hungry.
Not really sure I like where this is heading, Greeny.
Well, right now, GNC has buy three, get one free on all protein bars.
I'm going to need a little bit more than that.
Leading off, GNC's got awesome-tasting bars. Batting second, they have great brands like Quest. Up third, insane exclusive flavors like Total Lean Vanilla Birthday Cake.
Sounds like I'm about to clean up.
I thought you'd say that. They've got gluten-free and vegan bars, too.
Excellent, so I can buy three, eat three, and get one free.
That's exactly right, Golic. See you at GNC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Greasy grime on your vehicle could take hours to clean, but not with Super Clean. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy one bottle of Super Clean all-wheel, multi-purpose, or foaming degreaser and get one free. Plus, earn double points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the kickoff to savings at Kia of Westchester and Kia of Coatesville, where every new 2016 Kia Sorento SUV is marked up to $10,000 off MSRP. Drive one home for $111 per month, or two for $222. That's two new Sorentos for one low payment.
And always remember, Jim Sapala wants to see you in a Kia.
Qualified applicants, 24-month leases, $39.90 down each, plus tax acquisition fee and first payment, zero security deposit, 12,000 miles per year. Discount includes all factory and lease rebates. Offers don't combine. Expires months end.
If you want to be etched on someone's brain, write a catchy jingle, it'll drive them insane.
Quaker State isn't the jingle type.
If you want to keep your engine running great, how about a date with Quaker State?
How about no?
Don't put your engine through peril and doom. Lube it up right and make it go vroom.
I think we're done here. Quaker State, no cheesy jingles, just damn good oil. Head over to Hyundai Car Care Express for a Quaker State oil change.
Think Nissan, think Exton Nissan, and think the payment challenge. If we can't lower your payment, we'll make your next payment on your current car. Think low payments, think Exton Nissan. Like $149 a month for a new 2016 Nissan Altima with zero down. $149 a month and zero. ThinkExtonNissan.com, home of the huge Nissan inventory.
Dual mortgage at this payment, 2016 Nissan Altima 2.5 SR, model 13216, 36 monthly, 38 miles, no security plus tax, size, and fees on approved credit. Color, see dealer for payment challenge details. That's 9/30/16.
For car accidents, fall downs, work accidents, and more, Rosenbaum & Associates is the injury law firm you can trust, helping your community for over two decades. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum, the injury law firm.
Mix and match two for just $2.50 on McDonald's new McPick 2 menu. Choose from a McDouble, McChicken sandwich, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or small fries. I'm loving it.
Football Mondays on the Fanatic is brought to you by Temple's Fox School of Business, home to the nation's number one online MBA. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jetta Camera, 97.5, The Fanatic. Eagles, get it done again, 3-0. How far can they go? Well, we will talk a lot about that over the next couple of weeks for sure. Maybe to a certain extent over the next couple of months, hopefully. 6 o'clock hour brought to us by CarSense, where their certified used cars look like new, guaranteed even better. They got that lifetime engine guarantee. Find out more at CarSense.com. Also, the show tonight brought to us by the Temple Fox School of Business, home to the nation's Number one online MBA. 610-632-0975. But right now, primarily, just a lot of rearview mirror looking at yesterday, 24 hours ago, a rocking Lincoln Financial Field and a dominant performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. To the phones we go. Carlos in Northeast Philly. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Two quick points, because I know you're short on time.
Yeah.
Number one, I thought that Smallwood did an outstanding job of running. I'd like to see more of him, especially because Ryan Matthews always seems to be so unavailable. And the second quick point is I think that the defense is really becoming dominant because they're fresh, because the offense is controlling the time of possession,
yes,
contrary to what Chip Kelly used to always say.
Well, you're 100% right, Carlos. It's a good observation. It's true. Again, they're keeping, appreciate the call, man. They're keeping the, you know, defenders off the field a lot. You know, Fletcher Cox is being able to, you know, stay real fresh. And that goes both to the defense's success, getting off the field themselves, but the offense's success staying on the field. Now, as far as Wendell Smallwood and Ryan Matthews and that whole rotation, of course, like everyone, I was impressed with Smallwood and Barner yesterday. They both racked up yards. Combined, they were over 100 yards. They did a really nice job. And certainly Wendell Smallwood shows a burst that's impressive, that's pretty darn solid. So, and Barner shows some physicality as well, which I like. And Smallwood seems to have some of that. Even though he's a little smaller, he runs with some pop. So, impressive. See where it goes. I'm not ready to write Ryan Matthews off or any of that stuff. I don't think there's any need to think like that. I think the there's going to be a rotation there, clearly. And we'll just kind of see where it goes. But also major, major credit to the offensive linemen, particularly in the second half when Wendell Smallwood was getting most of those carries he had. I'm not sure if he had any in the first half. I assume he probably had some, but he ran a lot in the second half, or a lot more. And the offensive line was opening up some major holes at that point in the game. Dennis and Langhorne. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Joe. How are you tonight?
What's up, Dennis? Doing great, man.
Hey, man. You remember talking to me like a couple times last week, and I was talking to you and Jaws.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, Joe, what happens when the Eagles win on Sunday? What's going to happen in this place on Monday?
Yes.
Dennis, you were right. You're right. So, and then, you know, I talked to him Friday, and I was giving you a heads up about just, you know, the Steelers look beat up. I mean, they played a divisional game against the Bengals last week. And, you know, I mean, you were kind of going back and forth about,
yep,
you know, the Eagles play that Monday Night Football. But, you know, what really intrigued me yesterday, the main play was the play to Sproles, where he saw the blitz, rolled out the opposite way. He did a little shake and bake and just put that touch pass on the money. That, that's vintage Carson Wentz, man. That's what we're going to be seeing.
I love how we have vintage Carson Wentz already, three games now. I thought you were going to say, like, vintage Aaron Rodgers. We got vintage Carson Wentz. Well, you know what's interesting, Dennis? He did on that play, he actually was pressured. He was looking left, and the play was designed to go left, and he was pressured. And what he did is he moved up, and he moved up with great footwork and moved up with a little hop jump and then sprinted right. And, you know, he did something that guys like Steve Young and Brett Favre and others have done in their career. Russell Wilson's been great at it also, which is keep the eyes down the field. You know, utilize the legs as a threat, but keep the eyes down the field. And it was a major, major strike. It broke the game wide open.
You know, my last point here, Joe, is really just people are asking how this has happened and who's to take, you know, props for. And when it comes down to it, it's got to be Carson Wentz. He's rejuvenating these older guys' career. He's making these older guys that once thought, you know, they could Jason Peters or Brett Celek or a guy that's been in the NFL for such a long time and they've been going back with 30 different quarterbacks. They actually want to fight for this guy. They know Carson has their back. Like, they're going to fight for this guy until he's done, man.
Well, here's my interpretation, Dennis. Appreciate the call of your comment there. I'll buy that a tad. I'm sure there's, you know, he's injecting some spirit into that team right now and belief in what they can accomplish with him at the quarterback. I will buy that to an extent. But I think to kind of put it all on him in that regard is a little, not only a little unfair, very unfair to other players as well. Because, like, a guy like Brandon Graham is fundamentally playing great football right now. Not good, great. He's playing great, great football right now. And he doesn't just roll out of bed and play great football because Carson Wentz is playing great football on the offensive end. Guy like Brandon Graham has gone through a lot. He's been much maligned. He became a contributor in recent years, but not a huge factor. Obviously had a disastrous first two or three years of his career. He has turned himself into a heck of a football player right now. And a guy like that deserves credit. Malcolm Jenkins deserves credit. Fletcher Cox deserves credit. So I hear what you're saying, and I'm certainly with you that Carson Wentz is, I'm sure, created a different kind of spirit in that locker room and the way those guys are believing in their possibilities in 2016. But there's a lot of people more than just him that deserves credit. Jordan on a cell phone. Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
What's going on, Jordan?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to talk about records are great. Those are numbers are awesome, but I'm more like the emotional side of it, how it makes me feel. Just I have one Eagles jersey, and okay. The only one I bought was McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
And I have bought one since. I've been a fan since I was a kid down here in Puerto Rico. And just
wait. You're calling us from Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
That's great.
We just got power back. We lost power for a couple of days there.
Wow.
Yeah, just the feeling and the emotion that just it makes me feel about Wentz, and that there's actually might be a future. Maybe something happening here, and not just another quarterback coming through. And
it's a guarantee that he's going to have a good career. It's an absolute total lock guarantee. Whether he makes the Hall of Fame and all that, obviously that's for interpretation and time will tell. But he is legitimately 100% a quality quarterback that's going to have a terrific career. No, there's literally, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just I that feeling. Quarterbacks, players come and go, but, you know, there's only a couple franchise quarterbacks that ever come through your organization. It's just those feelings. And I had the Eagles in my wedding and stuff, and I was almost crying last night at watching the game at the bar. Like, I choked up a little bit. My wife's like, are you serious?
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
well, it's like I said, you know, well, I'll tell you what, and Jordan, thanks for the call, man. It's like I said last week or 2 weeks ago, this is a life changer for us. I don't say that just to say it. I'm not like trying to go with some ridiculous hyperbole, let's shoot for the moon ridiculous comment. I mean, I'm actually being serious with how much we all invest in our love of Philadelphia sports and the Philadelphia Eagles and all that. I mean, you know. It's a life changer. I know people are doing math on their lives right now. There was a couple callers 2 weeks ago doing math on their children's lives. Well, I got a kid that's, you know, 8 years old, and I'm so excited that he's going to have Carson Wentz as he grows up, and Carson Wentz should be the Eagles quarterback through, you know, when he's in college and all this sort of thing. I mean, like, people are actually doing that. I'm doing it myself. I'm 38. I'm thinking, heck, hopefully Carson Wentz, Eagles quarterback, till I'm in my early 50s. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is a life changer for us as we experience something that's a real part of our lives, which is Philadelphia Eagles football. 610-632-0975. And you got to keep them healthy and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, I mean, you get what I'm saying. By the way, the caller's comment there referencing, you know, coming from Puerto Rico certainly triggers. And I had meant to say this right from the jump tonight because, you know, down in that region, of course, you know, Cuba, off the U.S. coast. And so just a quick mention and just from the heart. I mean, the news of Jose Fernandez yesterday was horrific. I mean, just horrific. And it's sickening. And it's really tragic. It's a very tragic thing. Such a young guy, 24, one of the great pitchers in baseball. And you see something like that and It's really sad. It's a very sad situation. He was obviously a very important figure for the Cuban American community and that region down there, and really a tragic situation. And then, of course, on the other end of the spectrum, last night after the Eagles game, and I say the other end because the other side of it from an age standpoint, Arnold Palmer, who was obviously you know, much, much, much older and lived a very long life. But man, oh man, Arnold Palmer passing away. That's a big one. That's a big one. I was texting with a lot of people last night. Jaws and I were texting. He was telling me, and we'll get into this, you know, the next time Jaws is on, but, you know, stories of meeting Arnold Palmer. And, you know, listen, Arnold Palmer is one of the great athletes, you know, athletic competitors in American sports history. And we had him, for a long time, and his mark in American sports is forever chiseled in the annals of history. And so an amazing competitor figure, and both of them, Jose Fernandez and Arnold Palmer, incredible, both passing away on the same day. Very different circumstances, but very poignant poignant day yesterday, certainly in sports in America, well beyond just the Eagles win. 610-632-0975, Larry in Hatfield. Hey, Larry.
JoJo, what's up?
How pumped up are you?
Hey, man, I've been a Smallwood fan, as Devon, ever since they drafted him. I said that kid can play from West Virginia.
He's got skills. He does.
I said it from the very beginning. But
got a little bit. He's got a little bit of that Charlie Garner burst.
Yeah, a little bit quicker.
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
When is the last time you saw Pittsburgh in modern times get beat up physically?
Yeah.
It does not happen.
Yeah, they did. I mean, some of that's injury, you know. But I know, you know. But yeah, aside from the injury, you're just saying blown off the line. You're right.
Up, man.
No, you're right. Their D line and their O line both got absolutely manhandled by the counterpart on the Eagles.
You don't see that. And let me tell you the play that I like, and it wasn't successful. The missed pass by DGB in the end zone. Yep. I loved it that they went for it. Shows they can do it.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, this is special. But they physically just beat them up.
That does not
happen but to Pittsburgh.
No, it's a great point, Larry. I'm glad you made it. Appreciate the call because it's one of many things that was a game within the game yesterday that, you know, and it's true. They whooped them. They whooped them bad. Bilal in a cell. Hey, Bilal.
Joe, what's up, my man? Joe, what I tell you? In 12 wins, looking better. I told you, all I was afraid of was never not our defense. I wasn't worried about our offense. I said, if our defense can make it happen, we can win. We can win. Everybody is wondering, like, you know, why is this happening? It's the only reason why it happened, you got to look at it like this. How many people take the football test coming in? He was top 15. He has a 4.0 grade average. He's very intelligent. I mean, this is why it's happening. The boy is smart. He's smart. Top 15 in the test. 4.0. He's smart. He reads. He studies. He does things that he's supposed to do to be great. Not good, but to be great.
Yeah, he seems to know where everyone is and where they're supposed to be. They use the term photographic memory in the telecast yesterday. And
it's real. And so let me say one more thing.
Yeah.
A lot of your colleagues, not you, because I love your show, Divine. He's my man. You know, I call you all the time. But some of your colleagues laughed at me when I said the Eagles can make it happen because Tom Brady did it without receivers. They laughed at me. But the boy's doing it. He's doing it without receivers. They laughed.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot to your statement, and we'll talk about that more in future shows. He's getting some contributions from the receivers. It's not great. He's getting some. But certainly Doug Peterson is scheming it up, and Wentz delivers a great ball. And by the way, his deep balls have been unbelievable. I mean, he has been on the money with the deep balls. The one to DGB that obviously was dropped, and it wasn't like a clean drop. It wasn't as much a drop as the Jordan Matthews dropped the previous week, but it was certainly one that, you know, he should have had. The defender had his arm in there, but he should have been able to fight for that. But deep balls have been spectacular. All right, Flyers hockey is coming up at the top of the hour. I'll be back tonight at 10. Of course, I'll also be back tomorrow at 6. Keep it here. The Flyers season, the preseason to start next. And more Eagles talk later tonight and tomorrow at 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.